Good evening and welcome to Talkin' Music on KBNF. This is Allie Lightfoot. Tonight on the show, we're featuring Paonia singer-songwriter Bill O'Brien.
This is a song I wrote for a lady who used to live here in Paonia. I actually wrote it as a poem for her because she had watched her husband suffer from a long illness and pass away. And there was a lot of things that transpired and that I had to watch in any way that was pretty inspiring to see how she did that, you know, and she did it with such grace and style, and I thought it was really impressive. So anyway, I wrote this song for her, and it goes like this. Anyway, their name was Richard and Ivy Rezac, and I'm sure there's a lot of people who might be around the area who knew who they were. They were longtime residents here, so... So it's this song. I call this song The Strength to Move On. A lifetime spent together, raising kids and getting by, through good times and bad, whether laughing or we cry. We looked out for each other, as vowed through thick and thin. If I had the chance to choose, I'd do it all again. Well, the kids moved on to live their lives. Our time was ours to fill. This chapter of life was not to be, as you were stricken ill. As years passed while by your side, being forced to watch you fail, your body shutting down on you as death slowly placed his veil. Men aren't knights in shining armor, women aren't angels in white. Just two people living in love, trying to get things right. This life is no fairy tale, no waving that magic wand. But the love that you and I shared together gives me the strength to move on. Now I think about the life we've had and the one that could not be. I find that very hard to take, reasons I cannot see. But I take heart in knowing when death's veil is placed on me, that I will come to see you and we'll spend eternity. Men aren't knights in shining armor, women aren't angels in white. Just two people living in love, trying to get things right. This life is no fairy tale, no waving that magic wand. But the love that you and I shared together gives me the strength to move on. No, this life is no fairy tale, no waving that magic wand. But the love that you and I shared together gave me the strength to move on.
Oh, that was really sweet. And I'm here with Bill O'Brien, who some of you may know around Paonia anyway. He's our UPS guy. We see him a couple of times a week, as do most people around here. So I'm very happy to have you on Talkin' Music with us today.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Just hearing you sing that song, it makes me think about how many people are out there. Probably everyone, to some extent, has some kind of story or creative talent that only a few people know about, something that they love doing. And I'm wondering how your music, your passion for music started and what you're doing with it now. Are you starting to perform in front of more people, or has it always been something you've kind of done at home?
That all began really at childhood. It was a family thing. I mean, I've got many siblings. I got six brothers are older than me, and I have a younger sister. And by my estimation, every single one of them sings extremely well. And so people have always been singing at one point or another, but specifically, I mean, my main influence all the way across the board for music, of course, would be my brother David, because as I was growing up, I mean, his influence was Doc Watson, and he would always be upstairs in the bedroom with his reel-to-reel. I think it was an Akai reel-to-reel player, and he'd always recording his records onto that reel-to-reel so that he can slow it way down so he can sit there and pick out all the parts, you know, with the more difficult tunes like Black Mountain Rag and, you know, the faster picking tunes and things like that. So anyway, he got very good at playing the guitar. And so I'd guess somewhere between the range of around 1970 to 77, we were in that home that, you know, me and speaking for the rest of my family, we all heard, you know, David playing the guitar. You know, my other brothers, you know, my Pat, Barry, you know, they play the guitar as well, and they play well. And my brother Joe, you know, they all play the guitar too. Just David kind of seemed to have this drive and this desire to really do it. And so anyway, he's my main inspiration to play music. We used to sing a lot together. He'd get me to sing with him. And I'd always have him sing the harmonies, you know, because I couldn't. I wasn't any good at it. But anyway, we always had that family, that dynamic, you know. Now, as far as if I play out and about, yeah, I do play out and about some. I haven't been playing out and about a lot. You know, I want to just gradually get my feet wet and expand my repertoire, you know, write some more songs and try to get some more of the old bluegrass tunes that I find valuable to me, and I like to keep them alive because I think as we get older, I'm afraid that stuff might go away.
So you were telling me, too, that when you were picking all of this up from your brother David, that your mom would also play the piano.
Yeah.
So she was part of the band.
Oh, she was definitely. You know, there was a room back in the house that I can't specifically remember everybody in there, but I remember anybody at one given time. I mean, you know, Pat would be in there playing. I'm sure Barry or Joe would be as well. And then Mom, she'd be hammering away on the keyboard. So she tried her hand at dulcimer for a little while too, you know, but she definitely loved the piano. And that's one of my, so this whole thing, I mean, to give you, I guess, an example of how valuable it probably is to me. I mean, all I have to really do to give it value is to imagine what it would be like to not have that memory in my life. And so if I was to just suck that out of my life and say that doesn't exist, that would be a very bad scenario. So it's very valuable to me that I have those memories and that those things are there.
So you write a lot of songs about the people that you know in the North Fork. How long have you been here working? And
I've been over 20 years. It was 20 years last September.
There's some characters here, huh?
Yes, there are. Yeah, there's many characters here, but there are everywhere. The thing about Paonia is they're very concentrated in one small area, so you see them all.
Right.
And I've been accused of being one myself.
Uh-huh. We should maybe hear another song about one of these characters.
Okay, well, I've actually tried to sit and think about the motivation for this song. This song, I don't know, it's basically about when you have an opportunity to talk to somebody, if you see someone's having a bad day or if you... You know somebody's in a down spot and you have an opportunity to just be there for that one little moment, you know, you can be, you know. And also, too, just my observation, just, you know, I guess I think about the world a lot and I look at how we communicate in ways that are destructive rather than ways that are positive and trying to move things in a positive direction, you know. And I'm no exception to that. I've been in the past more guilty of that than I think I am now, and I hope tomorrow I'll be better at that yet. So maybe the song will explain a little bit more. So here it goes. I call this one Only Love Will Carry On. Thank you. live this life wondering why we feel the need to cheat, steal, and lie. We take from each other when we should give. Oh, I'm start over, sorry. Okay. You ready? Live this life wondering why we feel the need to cheat, steal, and lie. We take from each other when we should give. Holding on to our grudges when we know we should forgive. Greed to anger, deception and hate, those ugly ways we choose to relate, clouding our view from that old school, the one that teaches that old golden one life lived and lessons learned. One truth left in my heart burns. From sticks and stones to ashes and bones, only love will carry on. Yeah, from sticks and stones to ashes and bones, only love will carry on. One kind word and one life changed. New hope given, thought rearranged. Love shared with another and not held in. Breathes life to the soul. Now let's all say amen. One life lived and lessons learned. One truth left in my heart burns. From sticks and stones to ashes and bones, only love will carry on. Yeah, from sticks and stones to ashes and bones, only love.
Really nice. And I'm here with Bill O'Brien, Paonia singer-songwriter, and we're talking about his music. And you're also writing all of your own songs now, aren't you?
Well, I wouldn't say all of them. I'm writing some of them. I don't have a large repertoire. I just copyrighted, I think, like eight of them. But I plan on writing more, you know, with my job and life as it is, time's limited, but I plan to write more and then dovetail that into the old bluegrass songs that I like to keep alive and play as well.
So you took a break from playing music, and then was it your wife that talked you into picking it up again?
No, it was. There's a lot of motivating factors, I guess, but I bought an old guitar back in, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I bought an old guitar from a neighbor, and it just happened that he had it, you know, and he was a friend of mine, and I wasn't looking to buy one, but he had it. So he said, I'll sell it to you for $100. And I said, okay. So then I started picking around on it and getting some tablature and started playing. But anyway, I was just hot and cold with it for, you know, a lot of years. My wife's always been supportive. My family's always been supportive. I guess the thing that got me to playing out is when I had my Christmas helper, Netherly Detman. She, you know her probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. She, you know, I, I have a tendency to sing while I'm driving too. So she really liked that, and she said that it was a waste, and I needed to start actually playing out more. So and get myself out there and try to reconnect and get things going. And so I thought, well, that's inspiration, you know. And I think what anybody needs who wants to do this sort of stuff, I guess, would be just some encouragement to say that, you know, it sounds okay, you know, because it's sometimes it's hard to believe mm-hmm. that you sound halfway decent, you know, unless you're standing in the shower. And honestly, it's just a long process to try to put something like this together, and you just got to go through all the humps and accept the fact that you're not going to be perfect at anything that you do, and nor do you have to be. You know, you just got to go out there and just put yourself out and do what you love and just let it unfold.
Were there songs that you were playing in the beginning that you didn't write, that you were just sort of messing around with? What were you stuck on there?
Oh, well, I was trying to play. I mean, I've got part of it that I've played and I haven't practiced for a while. I tried to go from a walk to a sprint, you know. So I was playing stuff like Deep River Blues, you know. I don't know if you know what that one is, but if, you know, it's like, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, so I was playing that, you know, off of tablature and everything. But, you know, I was basically doing something I didn't know how to do, but I was following the tablature and everything. But as time progressed, I started realizing that my timing was off, you know, that inflection was off, you know, all of that kind of thing. But still, I mean, it was really good to teach my hands how to do that sort of thing. So, you know, I was playing Way Downtown, you know, Way Downtown. Yeah, I was playing that one, and I think it just, you know, when my wife was talking to me, my wife's name is Shelley, she was telling me that I needed to start writing my own stuff. She said I was getting too ingrained in the same old thing and trying to emulate someone rather than just trying to be myself. And it took me a long time to figure it out. My brother Barry was telling me the same thing. And so I always liked to write. You know, I like to write, you know, just a little poetry here and there. And so, in fact, that first song that I wrote for Richard and Ivy was strictly a poem. I mean, that is the poem verbatim except for the chorus. I had to come up with the chorus to make it fit. But verbatim, the rest of it is the poem. So poetry just fits with music if you know how to make it fit onto the guitar, which at first I didn't know how. So thanks to my wife and my brother, I mean, they gave me the confidence to go ahead and at least give it a go. And now I just go out and I play around and everybody encourages me, so it just makes it better and better.
What do you think of the music scene that you can be exposed to here? Do you find that inspiring, just, you know, picking in the park or whatever it is that, you know, you get to?
The thing that I've always been floored by in this valley is just the high concentration of musicians. I mean, there's people around here that play every instrument you can think of, and they do it well. And then, and I know that there's some that travel across the world professionally around here. That there's, whether they be studio musicians or band musicians for hire or bands. You know, there have been bands that from here that have traveled all over the place, and It's pretty neat to see, you know, and I just played at the New Year's celebration up here on the New Year's Day. I came up here and played at the Black Eyed Pea Festival there, or I don't know if it's a festival, but just a get together that they have up here. And I think there were six different musicians that played that night, and people that I see walking around that I would have had, you know, just like you felt with Mia, I would have had no idea that they got up and, you know, that this person knew how to play the piano and sing like that.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like people have the time to pursue that stuff, too, out here. And, you know, not as many distractions, maybe, but
right.
Everybody's got a little secret creative life going on.
Yeah.
And then they bring it out and they immediately have a supportive audience. Supportive,
yeah.
But critical.
Well, it's okay to be critical as long as you're understanding. You know, constructive criticism is great.
Yeah.
You know, I like it when people give me criticism that's constructive. But, you know, just me from the outside, when I look at somebody, especially now after, when I was singing a little bit with my brother David, I mean, we got in front of people before, you know, he was always the guitar player. I never was. But, and I had a, I was definitely extremely nervous about doing it back then. And so anybody who can do that and jump up on a stage in front of a whole bunch of people, I respect that and I admire it, because you do put yourself out there and open to the criticisms that people have. But the flip side of that is, if you don't do that, you never open yourself up to the relationship that you have with the people in the audience. Because I've had, you know, I've played the guitar around town just during my lunch hour before, and I've played a couple of those songs, and it's amazing when you start playing these songs how many people you find out who've lost their spouse just as their children have been raised, and now they're alone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I just look across the room and somebody's just over there bawling because I played my song, you know, and that just came from me and my heart and my observations. And when I see something like that, I mean, it makes it feel valuable, and it puts an immediate connection to that person.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I think that's great. Mm-hmm. And I'm here with Bill O'Brien, and he's also our UPS guy. And I just found out that he had this talent. So I'm so glad you're here to share it with us today.
Thank you.
And we'd love to hear one more song if we could.
Okay, well, I'm going to tune this old guitar again because I had to capo it up and it has a tendency to go out of tune every time I sneeze. So. Well, I could talk to you, I guess, while I do it.
Yeah.
There's this song. I'm actually going to play this song for my brother David because when I was growing up, this is one of the songs I remember hearing a lot. You know, this is one of the songs that he got really good at and played frequently. And anybody who knows anything about bluegrass, Doc Watson or Jimmy Driftwood knows what this song is, and I'm sure by me just saying that, David already knows what it is. So this song is called The Tennessee Stud, so I'm gonna make an attempt at it. It's a little more complicated for me to pick, but we'll give it a go.
All right.
Along about 1825, I left Tennessee very much alive. I never would have made it through that Arkansas flood if I hadn't been riding on the Tennessee Stud. I had a little trouble with my sweetheart's pa. One of her brothers was a bad outlaw. I sent her a letter by my Uncle Fudd, and I rode away on the Tennessee Stud. Tennessee Stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud. Well, I drifted on down into no man's land, and we crossed that river called the Rio Grande. I raced my horse with a Spaniard's foal till I got me a skin full of silver and gold. Me and the gambler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our guns and he fell with a thud, and I got away on the Tennessee Stud. Tennessee Stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud. Now I got just as lonesome as a man could be, dreaming of my girl in Tennessee. The Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue, 'cause he wasn't dreaming of a sweetheart too. Eloped right back across Arkansas, where I whooped her brother and I beat up her pa. I found that girl with the golden hair, she was a-riding on the Tennessee mare. Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Stirrup to stirrup and side by side, we crossed the mountains and the valleys wide. Came to Big Muddy, then we forded the flood on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee stud. A pretty little baby on the cabin floor, a little horse colt playing around the door. I love that girl with the golden hair and the Tennessee stud, love the Tennessee mare. Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw! Closest
that's
I can get.
Great. So that song's such a, there's such a story in there.
Yeah.
Do you find you're drawn to the storytelling aspect of music?
Definitely. Yeah. I'm definitely drawn to the storytelling. I like the stories that the old songs tell. Mm-hmm. You know, I like the humanity in it. Mm-hmm. I like the soulfulness of it, whether it be happy or whether it be sad. You know, I mean, there's a song that I play too. It's like The Banks of the Ohio. I mean, here's a song that sounds kind of light and cheery, but yet it's extremely kind of sad and horrific as to what happens, you know. And I think a lot of bluegrass is kind of like that, Little Sadie or something like that. Some tragic event happens in someone's life, and somebody writes about it.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've heard stories like that. I mean, true stories. You know, just things that have happened through the years and in these parts that would make perfect songs. So there's, I can see
there's what... definitely one that I am going to write. At least I intend to write a song about. There was a tragic event that took place, and I personally knew the person who was the transgressor, and that person is now in long term pen. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like I was friendly or anything, but I know a lot of people because I see a lot of people around here, and so anyway. It's something I intend on writing a song about.
I've been here with Bill O'Brien today. So glad to have you.
Well, thank you. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you for listening to Talkin' Music on KBNF. Stay tuned. Coming up next, All Songs Considered.
And all the great artists are bartenders, old waitresses. Them suffer for that art, pushing that car to dirty dishes. And all the poets, playwrights, and musicians. Yeah, the gas station clerks, so they found some other work and service positions.